Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, the Narayana Kavacha Shield. We're going to read from 34 to 42, because there's no purports in between. So I'll just read the English, easier for me. Text 34, Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Nrsimhadev. May Lord Nrsimhadev, roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Nrsimhadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. Text 35. Visharupa continued, O Indra, this mystic armor related to Lord Narayan has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. Text 36. If one employs this armor, whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above-mentioned dangers. Text 37. This prayer, Narayana Kavacha, constitutes subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayan. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. 38. O King of Heaven, a Brahmana named Kaushika formerly used this armor when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. Text 39. Surrounded by many beautiful women, Chitrarath, the king of Gandharva Loka, was once passing in his airplane over the Brahmana's body at the spot where the Brahmana had died. Text 40. Suddenly, Chitrarath was forced to fall from the sky headfirst with his airplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sages named the Valikyas to throw the Brahmana's bones in the nearby river Sarasvati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. Text 41. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, My dear Parikshit Maharaj, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, when afraid because of any conditions in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities. Now today's verse. Etam vidyam arigato visvarupat chattakratu trilokya lakshmim bubuje Vinirjitya Mridye Suran Etang Vidyan Arigato Visvarupat Chitakutu Trilokya Lakshman Bhubhuje Vinirjitya Madhusaran Etan vidyang avigato Visvarupa Chitakritu Trilokya Lakshman Bhuje Vinir Jityamade Saran Etan Vidyang Adhigato Visvarupa Chitakritu Trilokya Lakshman Bhuje Vinir Jityamadu Saran Matajis. Etam, this, vidyam, prayer, arigata, received, visvarupat, from the brahmana visvarup, satyakartu, Indra, the king of heaven, trilokya, lakshmim, all the opulence of the three worlds, Bhubuje, enjoyed. Vinirjitya, conquering. Nude, in battle. Asaran, all the demons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of protection from Vishwarupa. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. Purport. This mystic mantra, armor, given by Vishwarupa to Indra, the king of heaven, acted powerfully with the effect that Indra was able to conquer the asuras and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds without impediments. In this regard, Madhvacharya points out, Vidya Karmani Chasada Guru Prapta Palaprada Anyata Naiva Pralada Prasano Kat Palaprada. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, the mantras will not be fruitful. This is also indicated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Tadvati panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras should be received through the authorized guru, and the disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects after surrendering at his lotus feet. In the Padma Purana, it is also said, Sampadaya Vihinaye Mantras Te Nispala Mata. There are four sampradayas, or disciplic successions, namely the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and the Kumara Sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power one must receive his mantras from one of these bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise, he will never successfully advance in spiritual life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Narayana Kavacha Shield. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukhaṁ Kṛtva Vācālaṁ Paṅgun Langhayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Tāranam Vancha Kāpa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pāvanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So as you all know, there's many mantras, of course, mainly stemming out of India. But there's been many gurus that take mantras to the West and they charge. Excuse me? Welcome to the class, Manchika. So many, many gurus have brought mantras to the West, and Westerners, being very naive, not knowing about meditation, would buy mantras. I was one of those naive souls that bought a mantra. There's a few in here, actually, that I noticed that bought their mantra, which had no benefit at all, by the way. So Srila Prabhupada, he said, I could have also sold the Hare Krishna mantra, and I could have made a lot of money, because these mantras are very expensive. In 1978, I bought a mantra for $120. And now, the same mantra, they're selling it for $1,500 for a two-syllable mantra. $750 each for each syllable. So there's a lot of cheating going on. Fortunately, we came under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who simply wants to give us Krishna. Actually, he said one time, there's a mantra which is more powerful than the Hare Krishna mantra. Anybody know what that might be? The Panchatattva. The Panchatattva mantra is more powerful than the Hare Krishna mantra. And therefore, before we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, well, Prabhupada, then why don't we chant the Panchatattva mantra instead of Hare Krishna on our japa beads? And Prabhupada said, because Lord Chaitanya told us to chant Hare Krishna. So, this is why we chant Hare Krishna, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the beginning of these verses that I chanted, it's mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj, he chanted the name of Lord Nrsingadev very loudly. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj, he was such a great devotee, we can't even imagine. Such a great devotee that Lord Nrsingadev, the most angry form of the Supreme Personality of God, appeared to protect him. So we can't even come close to understanding how exalted he is. In this verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, He is known as the best at remembering Krishna. And in the 12 Mahajanas, Svayambhur Narada Sambhukumara Kapila Manu, Prahlado Janaka Bhishma, he's in that category as well. There's only two devotees that are in both categories. And the other one is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, because he surrendered everything, and he's also mentioned amongst the 12 Mahajanas. So it's interesting that the only two that are in both of these categories were born in a demoniac family, son of Hiranyakasipu. So that means there's hope for us. Yeah. Sometimes we think, how is it hope that I'm ever going to be purified? So this is the power of this process of Krishna consciousness, that we can become purified. So there's many examples of devotees also that were in difficult circumstances, and they loudly chanted the names of Lord Nrsingadev. Many Sankirtan devotees have told me of this. We have an example right here of a devotee that was in Colombia, and he was going to go up and do some reading in the hills there near the temple, and he got up there with his books and is going to do some reading, and two hoodlums came and they had knives and they said, give us your money. And he thought, these people look so crazy that even if I give them what I have, they'll probably do something crazy anyway. So he just closed his eyes, and he has a very loud voice, and he just started chanting, Namaste Narasringaya Palada Lada Dayane. So he chanted the whole mantra. He opened his eyes and he didn't see them. Then he looked down and they were offering respects to him. And they said, sorry, we didn't know we were approaching a monk. Said, no, that's okay, just, you know, don't do this anymore. So that person is Banabhadra Prabhu right here. He was the one that had that ordeal. He just took shelter of Lord Nrsingadev, and Lord Nrsingadev completely protected him. So Lord Nrsingadev is very expert at protecting his devotee. And this is actually one of the sixfold processes of surrender. Anuko yasya sankapra, pratiko yasya varjanam, lakshishya titi vishvashu goptutte sarnam yata. That to accept things which are favorable for devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada, he set up this society so nicely that right from the beginning of the day, we're doing things that are very, very favorable for our advancement in spiritual life, which is going to Mangalartik. Our entire day becomes very auspicious just by going to Mangalartik, rising early and going to Mangalartik. We're probably the only people on the planet that are singing and dancing at 4:30 in the morning. What a nice way to start the day. There might be some other people, but they're just carrying on from the night before in their drunken stupor. You know, they might still be dancing and singing. But we're the only ones that start our day singing and dancing the glories of Krishna. So it's very auspicious. And then, of course, we chant our japa and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we do our various services throughout the day. So we're very fortunate to be able to participate in this Krishna consciousness by which we'll become elevated. We'll get purified of our material tendencies. Unfortunately, Indra, he had this tendency to enjoy, and therefore he's going through this whole ordeal to enjoy heavenly happiness. He really goes for it when he wants to enjoy. And unfortunately, he went a bit too far one time. If you read in the Nectar Devotion, you'll hear how he took the form of a crow and attacked the breast of Sita. And Lord Ram was there, and immediately he took out his sword to kill the crow, Indra. But Indra, still having some intelligence, he bowed down to Lord Ram, and Lord Ram forgave him. So this is Lord Ramachandra. He's very forgiving. And in the pastimes of Lord Ram, there is also an example of a devotee that was born in the family of demons. Ravana, of course, he was such a great demon that he kidnapped Sita with the idea of enjoying her. And there was one brother of Ravana who didn't appreciate his policy, many of his policies. Like if a messenger would come, Ravana would try to kill him. You don't do that. According to Kshatriya law, he gives his message and he goes on. So other things also disturbed Vibhishan. So eventually he just became disgusted and decided to leave Ravana and fight on the side of Ram. Not only him, but four of his ministers also decided to leave Ravana and join Vibhishan. So they went to Ram and they said, "Ram, we no longer want to fight on the side of Ravana. Now we want to fight on your side against Ravana." Now many of those Kshatriyas on the side of Ram, they didn't trust him. He's a Rakshasa. He's the brother of Ravana. And they thought, this is just a trick. He's going to come in here and he's going to conquer from within. We can't believe him. So there was a debate within the camp of Ram, what to do. So Lord Ramachandra looked to Hanuman and said, "Hanuman, you decide." He had great faith in Hanuman, such a great devotee. So Hanuman said, "Just by looking at the face of Vibhishan, I could understand he's telling the truth. Let's accept him." So then Vibhishan said to everyone, he said, "If I do not keep my word that I will fight on behalf of Ram to kill Ravana and his army, then may I become a king in Kali Yuga." As soon as he said that, everybody believed he's definitely telling the truth. Yeah. Because nobody in their right mind would want to be a leader in Kali Yuga, because it's so degraded. Kali Doshanid He Rajan Asti He Kumahadguna. This age of Kali, it's filled with unlimited faults. So many faults. But the one good quality of this age is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can become completely purified of all material attachment, all contamination, develop one's love for Krishna, and go back to the spiritual world. So this is the power of this mantra. So the goal, of course, is to attain love for Krishna. Not an easy thing. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was speaking to Sanatana Goswami, he said there's two reasons why it's difficult to attain love for Krishna. One is, we have to actually be attached to Krishna. Now we have so many attachments. Mainly we have this attachment to this body, thinking that we're this body. And things related to the body, our relatives, and you know, of course other things in this world that bring sense gratification. Krishna says, Yehi samasparsa jaboga, dukho yonaya evate. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which is due to contact with material senses. Such pleasures, they have a beginning and an end. So a wise person does not take delight in such pleasures. So by hearing Bhagavad Gita, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by associating with the devotees, we gain an attachment for Krishna. This is the only way to become attached to Krishna, is by hearing. Therefore it's stated, Srimbatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Yavadrani Vidunoti Sarvitsitam. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a super soul in the hearts of all living entities, and the benefactor of the truth of the devotee, cleanses the desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who simply relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So just see how kind Krishna is. All we have to do is hear Bhagavad Gita, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, with rapt attention, and Krishna will be so pleased with that that he'll cleanse our heart. And in one purport, Prabhupada says that if one hears with rapt attention the message of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one will see Krishna on every page. We can see Krishna on every page. He goes on to say, but to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. To be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. To be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But if one is able to hear in this way with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? To see Krishna on every page. And it's interesting that it depends on how we eat, sleep, mate, and defend. So it's interesting that this is so important, that when we honor prasadam, it's prasad seva. We're honoring prasadam. About 96% of the time, Prabhupada, whenever he would take prasad, he would take prasad by himself. Because it was seva. And there was one time where his servant, he wanted to be in the room when Prabhupada was honoring prasadam. So he gave the prasad to Prabhupada, and then he just sat there to see if he could be in the room. And Prabhupada looked up and he said yes. And then he took that as cue. Leave the room. So Prabhupada relished this prasad seva. And sleeping, when Prabhupada would go to take rest, he would say to his servant, now I'm going to waste time. Now how many of us think like that, you know, before we take rest? Now I'm going to waste time. But this is what Prabhupada was thinking. Now I'm going to waste time. And how much did he sleep? Maybe 3 hours. Between 3 and 4 hours a day. That was his sleep. He would, when everybody else would be sleeping, he would be up early. Sometimes he would rise at 12:30 and start writing. He would chant some, then he would write. Those early morning hours are very special. And Prabhupada said the best time to chant japa is to have all your rounds done before Mangalarti. He told this to Jamuna Devi. How many of you have read her book by Jamuna? Oh, you're missing out. This book is amazing. She is such an amazing devotee. So Prabhupada told her that. So she followed that instruction. She would chant all her rounds and her Gayatri before Mangalarti. And just to give you a little taste of how special this book is, she was with Prabhupada in England at John Lennon's estate. And she was walking with Prabhupada. Guru Das, who was her husband at the time, was filming. And she thought she would walk behind Prabhupada, following his footsteps. So she's walking behind Prabhupada, and she looks down, and there's no footprint. You know, there's grass and there's some water there on the, you know. But there's no footprint. And she looked behind herself, and there's, sure enough, there's a footprint there. She said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you're not leaving a footprint behind you." And Prabhupada looked back and he said, "You will understand in the future." And then he kept floating. And many devotees have had this experience when Prabhupada would arrive at an airport or something. Prabhupada wasn't walking. You had that experience? Here we have Satyanarayan Prabhu. He had that experience. Prabhupada just floating through the airport. Many devotees had that experience. So Yamuna Devi, she had this experience. Prabhupada was just floating. So read the book. It's amazing. They have it here in Vrindavan? Yeah. It's an amazing book. Very, very special devotee. So eating, sleeping, mating. So mating, of course, is only there in the household ashram. And then only to beget a children. Right? Only for begetting children. That's grihastha. That's an ashram. And Prabhupada said a grihastha is just like a brahmachari. If they're following the principles, then they're brahmachari, grihastha. And there's many grihasthas in our society that are very exalted. Vaisheshika Prabhu, my hero. Yeah. Such an amazing devotee. Just absorbed in hearing and chanting. He got me started on this thing called the Chad. How many of you are familiar with Chad? Chad means chapter a day. So he reads a chapter a day of the Bhagavad Gita. And you see the result. He's just one of the most ecstatic devotees you'll ever meet. So he asked him one time, "Prabhu, how long have you been doing this Chad program?" He said, "Oh, about 40 years. Every day." So he's read the Bhagavad Gita, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So he's an ideal grihastha. But if one is a grihastha but has sex without the purpose of begetting children, he's not a grihastha, then he's a grihamedi. He's using his intelligence on how to satisfy the senses instead of using the intelligence on how to serve Krishna. Yeah. So eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So the best way to defend ourselves is what we're hearing right here with Pallad Maharaj, taking shelter of Krishna as his only protection. That is our only protection. Yeah. Krishna will protect us in all circumstances. And another amazing example of protection was Draupadi. Draupadi was trying to be disrobed by Dushasan. Now here you have this huge, powerful kshatriya And Draupadi, she's a lady. She doesn't have this. She's trying to protect herself, trying to maintain her chastity. But she just gave up. And she said, "Hey, Govinda." And then Krishna incarnated the first time ever as a sari and protected her chastity. So one nice thing about book distribution is that quite often book distributors have to call out to Krishna, because it's not an easy service. You know, you're out there and there's reversals and sometimes a lot of rejection, and you have to take shelter of Krishna. So that's a very nice part of book distribution. And Prahlad Maharaj, also he was a big preacher. He said, "I'm not interested in going to the Himalayas, going to the mountains, and advancing in spiritual life on my own. No, I want to go out to the cities, and I want to help those people. Nayavod vijaya paradirajaya vaitranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrata magna chitta so cheta tova mukacheta sa indriyarta maya sukaya bodham urva dovin bhutan." He says to Lord Nrisingadev, "I have no anxiety, no fear, no problem. Because wherever I go, I'm here in your glories. And if I'm here in your glories, then what is the problem? But I am concerned about all the unfortunate souls, the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans to enjoy this Maya Sukhaya, this illusory happiness." So this is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. And he was very successful. He was preaching to the demoniac children, to the children of the demons. And he was turning them into devotees. During the tiffin hour, during the lunch break, he would get them to chant and dance and hear about Krishna. And they were becoming devotees. Very powerful preacher. He was very attached to Krishna. So that was one reason why Lord Chaitanya said it's difficult to attain love for Krishna. We have to give up our attachments to this world and become attached to Krishna. And to the level that we're attached to Krishna, that level we decrease in our attachment to Maya. So we want to increase and increase and increase our attachment to Krishna. And the other reason is, Lord Chaitanya said, because Krishna does not easily give love for Krishna. Why? Because Krishna, he is conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. He's controlled by his devotee's love. So Krishna is not going to be controlled by just anybody. There has to be unalloyed, 100% love for Krishna. Only desires to serve Krishna before he'll give that. So these are the two reasons why it's not easy to attain love for Krishna. So we have to try very hard. We have to show Krishna, "This is what I want." Prabhupada, so many times, he would say, "Therefore, devotees are engaged 24 hours a day in the service of Krishna." Of course, you have to sleep. We have to rest the body. Sometimes devotees dream. I'll tell you an amazing story that happened right here in Vrindavan. Unbelievable. This lady came here to Vrindavan and one of the devotees is preaching to her. And he asked her, "How is it you're here in Vrindavan?" And she said, "Well, I'm from Colombia. And I had some disease. And I was suffering. And I didn't know what to do. So this person came into my dream. I've never seen him before. And he said, 'Don't worry, I'll heal you.' And his name was Prabhupada. And he went over her, and he went like this over her body. And she woke up, and she was completely healed. And she remembered the name Prabhupada in the dream, so she Googled Prabhupada. She Googled Prabhupada on the internet. She found out about Vrindavan. So her and her husband or fiancé, Was it husband? Who's he? I think it was the husband. Anyway, they got the next flight to Vrindavan, New Delhi. I'm not sure if they're still here. They came to the temple. They got all Prabhupada's books. So they're reading Prabhupada's books. They're chanting Hare Krishna. I mean, I'm like amazed. Prabhupada is so merciful. Someone has never heard of. Maybe past life must have been some past life. Otherwise, how is this possible? Yeah. That Prabhupada can appear to her in a dream and get her to go to Vrindavan. Get all Prabhupada's books. So for all practical purposes, she's a devotee now. She's chanting Hare Krishna, reading Prabhupada's books. So this is the mercy of Prabhupada. Inconceivable mercy of Prabhupada. And so many devotees have had dreams of Prabhupada, dreams of Krishna. So even when we're sleeping, we can think of Krishna, we can think of Prabhupada. Of course, this depends on how Krishna conscious we are in general. So maybe I'll stop there. Is there any question or comment? Correction? Yes, Satya Narayan Prabhu, we have a microphone coming.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, wonderfully inspiring class as always. You had mentioned when Srila Prabhupada would take prasad, he wanted to be alone. I had the fortune of in the Old Delhi Temple in 1974, Prabhupada had a place on the roof of the temple with like a canvas flap in front of his room, almost it was like a tent. And I was helping cook, so I was bringing in the hot chapatis. And Prabhupada, of course, was alone. So I just remember giving the hot chapatis on his plate. And I understood it. And I felt that I should leave, but it was for a different reason. He didn't look at me. But the intensity of his meditation made me feel that with that canvas flap going, it was like he was some great world general meditating on how to bring Krishna consciousness all over the world. And the intensity of his meditation made me feel that I was an onlooker to something that I shouldn't be seeing. But it was just so intense that I don't know why I thought of that, but it was that he was so absorbed by these great generals.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Jai. And I want to mention something. Prabhupada, his desire was, as Satyanarayana Prabhu said here, to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. So Satyanarayana Prabhu, he is the BBT trustee for areas where Krishna consciousness isn't allowed, where we're not allowed to actually go and distribute books, places like China and places of Korea as well. So Korea, China, Vietnam, Middle East in general. Just so he's getting these books printed and they're being distributed all over the world. And you have people here in that come to Vrindavan from all around the world. So it'd be good to get these books here. You get a large... Oh, they have them in Daivi Shakti's shop there already. Maybe they should have them in other places also, just in case they don't go to her shop. So this is a great service. I'm sure Prabhupada is very pleased with Satyanarayana Prabhu for making Prabhupada's books available to people who previously didn't have this knowledge. So, is there any other question or a comment? Okay, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.